Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
About 15, 20 minutes ago, we broadcast the trial of the two-year-old Dubious out at Warwick Farm, trained by David Eustace and Kieran Maher. Morning to you, Kieran.
Morning. Morning, Andrew.
Yeah, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
Were you happy with what you saw from the barriers?
Yeah, he done what he had to do. He's in good order. He's on track to run next Saturday week over 1,050 at Doomben. And then it's 3 weeks into the Magic Millions, which is a race that, you know, we aim to have him pretty right for.
And I think a few of us probably thought you could have been there tomorrow, but obviously you had to think about just how he was doing.
No, we'll never go on there tomorrow.
Never? Okay.
We're always, this is the plan for him, and the plan we set out after he won the Breeders. So far he's on track and right to go.
Okay. And Michael Walker gave you the good reaction to this morning?
Yeah, Mick's had a couple of sits on him now, and he's starting to understand him. And he said he felt really nice underneath him. His recovery was good. He only sort of does as much as you want him to, and he's probably waiting for a little smack around the bum. But he's in good order and on track.
Has he just done everything that you want him to do, like while he's been in Sydney?
Yeah. Well, since the Breeders, he hasn't gone home.
Yeah.
He's fouled up here, and he's trained here at Rose Hill. He went to Canterbury the other day, had a little slide around there, and I was actually counting up the number of tracks he's had a gallop on. He's fairly well educated.
You've taken him to a few, eh?
Well, he's seen Caulfield. He's seen Randwick. He's seen Canterbury. He's seen Warwick Farm and Rose Hill. And then by the time he gets to the Magic Millions, you can probably add Doomben and the Gold Coast. So he, for an early two-year-old, he's seen quite a bit.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing Dubious on Saturday week in Brisbane and then on to the Magic Millions. Just while I've got you, Aloisia nominated for the Villiers. You're looking to run there?
Yeah, at this stage. She's having a gallop this morning. And that was always a race that had planned for her.
Okay. Obviously, a little freshen up.
Yeah, freshen up. And she's a filly that... it's just her first two runs were super, and then her next two were not quite as good. So she may have been in season. So we'll run her up here, and it might suit her a bit better.
All right, we look forward to seeing Aloisia. Can I ask you about one that won at Pakenham? I know it won the first race, but it looks like a really nice horse in Starfall.
Yeah, Starfall. He's come back nice and sharp. It was a Magic Millions purchase from Woodside Park. He's just developed. He was always a horse that sort of stretched a bit and got a little bit out of shape, but he's furnished now and he looks like he couldn't have been more impressive the other day. He travelled really well and always looked in control of the race.
He did. Is he a chance of the Gold Coast?
Probably not. Maybe next year. He's
just
the distances probably won't suit him. You know, we're probably going to keep him to, you know, 1,000, maybe 1,100. Maybe next year if he can go back to the sprint.
Okay. He looked really nice on the weekend. All right. Thanks for your time, Kieran. I know it's busy straight after the trials, but we look forward to seeing Dubious up in Brisbane, as you've told us, on Saturday week, mate.
Cheers, Andrew.